tips for dealing with the stress that comes with being a farmer, today on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. I would argue that farming is one of the most stressful occupations there is. Today, we're offering tips for dealing with that stress, courtesy of David Brown, a behavioral health specialist with Iowa State University Extension.
We're all pretty good at maybe helping others or maybe helping a friend or family member, but we forget about ourselves sometimes. And so there's some really great research-based strategies out there that we can do that really help us take care of ourselves as well.
Brown suggests a variety of ways to deal with stress.
Could be having a hobby that we simply enjoy. Maybe doing some deep breathing, some mindfulness, meditation, some repetitive prayer. What do we do that helps us to relax, kind of lower blood pressure, relax our body a little bit, because that reduces the levels of frustration, improves focused mood, improves the muscle tension, all those things.
Brown recommends physical activity as well. You know, healthy body, healthy mind.
You might want to look at buying a treadmill, joining a gym, things like that, because there's so many great benefits of physical activity. It improves sleep quality, reduces blood pressure, reduces risk of developing dementia, and actually reduces the risk for 8 different types of cancers.
There are many farm stress hotlines available across the country 24 hours a day. Learn more on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.